I always say to people, if you've got a contract with anyone on anything and it doesn't have a non-refundable deposit, then you've got an issue there. The non-refundable deposit policy is not legal.
No.
A photographer tried to pull that one with Jade of Morningside, cancelled her June wedding this month.
That's it. Okay, so initially the photographer refused to refund Jade a cent, saying that she'd spent her 8,700 rand deposit, and that because Jade had cancelled 6 months before the wedding, when most people make wedding bookings 9 months in advance, and she's right there, and she was then therefore unlikely to get another booking, and therefore she's keeping the whole deposit.
I was so shocked because she had spent something so far in advance when, you know, anything could have happened to her, and then how do we recoup that money? You know, she could have been sick on the day or injured or anything. So you can't just go and spend deposits, you know, because it's there. It's not really yours until you've actually given your service to a client.
Okay. And she's right about that. But amazingly, coincidentally, just as I was about to tackle the photographer about her stance, she appeared to have a change of heart and refunded Jade her deposit in full.
But she could have held on to some of that cancellation or had a cancellation penalty, right?
Yes, of course. I think at least a third of it, given the timing of the cancellation. Mm. As I said, the deposit is a mechanism meant to protect both parties in the event of a cancellation. The good news, I think, is that the service providers involved in Jade's story have since made changes to their contracts with regard to the refund of deposits. They've set it out clearly and are now CPA compliant.
Okay.
And so should all the rest out there, because these complaints continue to come in. This non-refundable deposit is illegal, people, as a blanket policy.
Mm.
So to those planning a wedding, the advice is simple. Don't only compare the prices of wedding venues and suppliers, but their cancellation policies too, bearing in mind that non-refundable deposits are not legal. Make sure that there's a sliding scale letting you know how much of your deposit you'll be refunded depending on when you cancel.
Can't you take out some kind of cancellation insurance so that you don't suffer financially as well as emotionally if your wedding is cancelled off?
Yes, some insurers do sell wedding cancellation insurance, and the upfront cost of that is really minimal compared to what you may lose if the wedding is cancelled. But as always, you must read the small print. Those policies are more likely to cover cancellation due to illness, death, or venue closure, that sort of thing, as opposed to change of heart cancellations. Many of those policies don't cover that. So, but if you do cancel a wedding or any other function booking or a holiday accommodation booking, and you're given a raw deal with the deposit refund, you're given that no refunds nonsense, you can get hold of the Ombudsman for Consumer Goods and Services. They deal with a lot of these kinds of cases. And what they do is give you a free arbitration and then make a ruling at no cost, as I say. So really worth doing, and we'll put the details on the blog.